Since ChatGPT launched, I have seen an incredible amount of videos on YouTube saying, you know, how to make money with ChatGPT, talking about all sorts of different side hustles you can use ChatGPT for. That being said, I personally haven't gotten into any of them, as I am currently building a bunch of different software that integrate ChatGPT, and more working on it from a software standpoint. But that being said, there are a lot of really cool side hustles, and Business Insider recently broke a story where they were talking about a pastor living in rural Arkansas that says he makes up to $3,000 a week with his side hustle using ChatGPT. And essentially what his side hustle is making pitch decks for startups. So it's super, super interesting. The guy's name is Larry Lundstrom, and he said that he spent a majority of his career with a pretty basic title, which is just an innovation pastor. So there are just a few of us around the nation. This is, you know, what he says. And what it means is that he's an ordained pastor. So he officiates weddings, conducts funerals, and preaches sermons. But he's also spent years developing marketing campaigns, building websites, and running the design department of the church. So, you know, he calls himself an innovation pastor, meaning he is a regular pastor, but he's also done a lot of the marketing and kind of that side of his ecclesiastical job. He says that he spends about 40 to 60 hours a week as a pastor, and then he actually devotes the bulk of his time to preparing his weekly sermons. But he says he spends the other 10 to 20 hours on creating side projects, which oftentimes include making pitch decks, logos, or websites for businesses. So his clients range from companies like SpaceX to fintech startup Chime. So obviously, you know, it sounds like he's worked with some pretty big companies. But for years, Microsoft PowerPoint and Adobe InDesign were his pretty much default tools that he used to build everything. And now he says that he relies on AI tools like ChatGPT and the storytelling tool Tome for his creative work. So he says that the tools are pretty worthwhile if you can keep a good balance and not rely on them as, you know, shortcuts. So ultimately, it's important that the work that you are creating stays true to who you are. And to him, he says it all comes back to creation. So he grew up in a household of faith. His grandmother and his mother were women of faith, but they didn't, you know, he says they didn't beat him over the head with it. And that it was his decision to believe in God. So he says that, you know, he chose to believe that someone created the mountains, or that someone created our ability to see, and that someone created our ability to create. And he said that it's pretty funny how it all boils down at the end of the day to the idea of creation. So in one way, creation has kind of been a central topic of his life, and he's always thought of himself as a creator or an artist. So he's been designing, you know, and so it's kind of interesting to see his background and kind of where that led him in his job as a pastor, and then kind of how that plays into his job that he's, you know, currently now working on his side projects. He said he's been designing logos and graphics since he was in high school, and in college he started to build websites and got pretty good at that. So he still says that all of the dots between his faith and his work didn't really connect until he became a father. And when he had a son, he stopped, his son, who was just 3 years old, stopped walking out of the blue. And a few weeks later, he was diagnosed with leukemia, and he died 11 days later. So one of those, he says it was one of those moments where time stopped for him and his priorities suddenly changed. He realized that he could do the same work he was currently doing in corporate world for the church. And so he ultimately decided to leave his marketing firm, leave the corporate world, and he started a new chapter of his life. So after years of designing everything from websites to college football logos, his creative work is now pretty much limited to freelancing, and he uses sites like Upwork to advise and to advertise his skills. So he also has a Rolodex of clients he's built up over his career that still, you know, commission projects from him. And before the dawn of AI, it would probably take him a week or a full 40 hours to put together a pitch deck from start to finish. Now he can put together a pitch deck in half that time. So AI tools really have augmented his entire creative process, his entire ability to build things. And he says that it has made him a lot more effective. So he spends a lot more time on different facets of his work that make the most difference to his clients or audience. So he charges between $500 to $1,000 for a deck. And he says that he'll make two or three a week. So it's not really about the money for him, he says. It's all about having a side hustle that keeps him financially stable and lets him focus on what really matters, which to him, he says, is staying creative.